So let's talk about CAR T. Again, maybe you can talk a little bit about your vision in general for sort of how CAR T is actually done with the, sort of the biology of CAR T, and then we'll talk about what we know about that in myeloma.
Right. So CAR T, as you know, has been more readily and heavily studied in CD19 bearing malignancies, which tend to be either lymphomas or ALL. And only at the end of 2015 did we first hear about BCMA CAR T therapy for myeloma. BCMA is a member of the TNF receptor family and is expressed uniformly on all plasma cells, and nicely is not expressed on really very many other cells. So it's like the perfect target. There's doesn't have to be that much of it for CAR T cells to work. So that's also very good. And most of the more recent studies are not requiring a specific amount of BCMA to be expressed on target cells for patients to be enrolled. With that being said, the initial studies of CAR T therapy targeting BCMA, there were some toxicities, the NIH study and the Penn study, but that's all been really more rolled out and familiarized. And I think we're getting better. And probably the biggest splash was made by the construct, which was first presented in the spring of 2017, showing initially a greater than 90% response rate for patients with multiply relapsed myeloma. This was the phase one study, and the company very quickly moved on to the phase two, which has completed enrollment but has not been presented yet. Eventually, the data from the phase one study showed a very nice response rate for these patients, and that was very exciting to all of us because it's very difficult to get anything more than a 40% response rate in multiply relapsed patients or even a 30% response rate. And here we were looking upwards, greater than 80% response rate in these patients. So something so exciting. But what also came out was that the PFS for these patients was about a year, 11.8 months, although it was improved in patients who achieved MRD negativity. So what does this mean? This means that we have a good target. It means that these T cells are great at killing myeloma. There's patients who had negative bone marrows after having multiply relapsed disease. But it also means that just because you kill these cells that we can see doesn't mean that we're curing these patients. And we don't know what the long-term curve is going to look like. But at least we know that even having responded doesn't mean that you're cured. And that's sort of the name of the game with myeloma, right? We consider it an incurable disease.